Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 311 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you each week at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And please, 5-star rate and review while you're there. Episode 311. 311 is a band I really like. You might know they sang like popular song came out like 95 Down. Everybody knows that song. You know, we changed a lot in the song. I want to sing the whole thing. No, we have always been down, down. That's all I'll do. I won't ruin anything else for you. But it's a good band. Good number, I guess, 311. Bonus episodes available at patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar's dropping some sales. A lot of marshmallow flavors. You a fan of that chocolate marshmallow? Built Bar is the protein bar for you now. You know, it's funny. I'm going to bring him up in a second. But I was talking to Ziegler, and he was like, yeah, Built Bar's not the same anymore. They're not the same old school flavors. And I agree with him. But I still think it's the best protein bar out there as far as for calories and what you get out of it. It's not, it's not like 900 calories with a lot of sugar and carbs. So check them out. BuiltBar.com. Use code WWROPodcast. Save 10% on your order. And Sail Away Coffee is the best nitro brew out there. Local Long Island company. Always will support Long Island. But it really is that good. Check it out, sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will also save 10% off your order. Speaking of John Ziegler, I'll give him a couple of plugs. One, he's doing a Valentine's Day at Me and You and Bethpage, if you're on Long Island. So Brian McKenna and Joe DeVito. It's a fantastic show. I mean, you're not going to see a better show on Long Island than those three guys. It's Brian McKenna, John Ziegler, and Joe DeVito. So if you're on Long Island, what am I doing Valentine's Day? You're going to Me and You and Bethpage and checking out that show. And I'm not even on it. I'll promote it because it is that good. Those are three very talented comedians. And you will not find a show better than that on Long Island. We're going to come close, though, this Saturday, February 3rd, Belmore Firehouse, myself, Ryan Marr, and Jimmy Palumbo. If you want tickets, DM me. I'll give you all the info how to get them. But yeah, if you're looking to see me do some stand-up comedy, like, Anthony, when are you going to be performing on Long Island? Well, funny you ask. This Saturday, February 3rd, myself, Jimmy Palumbo, and Ryan Marr will be performing stand-up comedy at the Belmore Firehouse on Pettit Avenue. Tickets and details, just DM me. Like I said, if you follow me on Instagram at Comic Anthony D, it's all in the flyer. But I could also help you get those tickets. And also, speaking of Ziegler, check out his comedy special on YouTube, John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. He filmed, because I'm going to get into it a little bit. It's on YouTube. Follow him on Instagram at John Ziegler Comedy. The link is in his bio. John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. He shot this like a couple months after finishing chemo, and it was 2 years that John had his last chemo treatment. It was last week it happened. And, we're all thrilled and excited that John is still doing good, man. Knock on wood. He's kicking ass is what it is. I mean, it's inspiring. Is, you know, you think about when people get handed certain things, how they give up. And John was like, no, I'm just going to take this head on. And he's kicking ass, man. There's no other way to put it. I'm proud of him. You know, he's one of my best friends, and believe me, we're all happy he's still here, fighting the good fight, kicking ass, taking names, and it was kind of crazy because like the night before we were talking about, his name had come up at the Cigar Lounge because you know guys know him, they've seen him do comedy, and I said I think it's about 2 years, and the next day it was, and you know. I try to think like, you know, if I got handed the diagnosis that he got, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. You know, I don't know how strong I could be. I don't know if I could, you know, you don't know your resolve, I guess, until it happens. But John's always been a hard worker and somebody who, you know, goes above and beyond to do anything. And that's why he's, you know, where he is in comedy. As talented as he is and as funny as he is, because he's a hard worker, he puts everything into it. And you know, he'll say, "Oh, I'm not famous, I'm not anyway." No, he's you ask anybody in comedy, you mention his name, and the one, no one has a bad thing to say about him. And then everybody wants to work with him, and you know, you hire him to do a job, he's gonna do it. So, just keep picking ass, John. And I've said my quota for nice things for the month. I go back to being Mr. Unpleasant. Oh, anyway. It was an uneventful week in that aspect. Nothing really crazy happened until the weekend. And not like it was crazy, but, you know, just regular work week. You know, trying to stay on track. Some days are better than others. What are we going to do? I really got to do a food shopping again. I'm running low on stuff, and I'm not making the best choices, but you know, this is what it is. And, it really depends. The food shopping is the key. And I talked about it in the beginning of what I have to do. So I'll get some food in the house, and, that just takes away any thought process I have at all about what to eat. So the week was just pretty much uneventful. Worked, you know, went down to the lounge, watched some games. The Islanders changed their coach. We got Patty Waugh. Patrick Waugh is now the new head coach of the Islanders, which I think is an amazing hire. This guy is completely different than what we had. And just as a person, his personality is like a spitfire. He was that way as a player, and he's that way as a coach. I mean, if you're a hockey fan, and you go back to like the 90s and early 2000s, you know, you could say one of the best to ever do it was Patrick Waugh. And he's got that attitude, that fire, and he's bringing to the Islanders. And I'm excited about it. You know, I always try to grab inspiration from outside places, bring it in, put it in my pocket. And I kind of like, you know, the Islanders, you think about it, they had a plan. Barry Trotz, when they let him go, the plan was Lane Lambert. And the plan was not working. So they called an audible and they changed direction. Never too late. You can always make that kind of change. And if you feel like you're stuck, if the plan you're doing is not working, call an audible. Try something. We had Steph on last week, and, you know, she's doing awesome with her semaglutide program. I'm so proud of her and Laura too. Laura had the VSG surgery. You know, you listen to the Wine Over Matter podcast. They're kicking ass over there as well. And these are people that, you know them from WW. If you follow, you know, you originally know them and you saw that their struggles with it, you know, it worked until it didn't work. And then, you know, they tried it again and they tried other things and they found what worked for them. And it's okay. You can call an audible. You're not stuck forever in that one thing that you pick. It's okay to explore other options. You know, And then this weekend, I drove Uber on Saturday. I drove in the afternoon. So my headlight, the bulb went out of on my headlight. And I don't know how to change it. That's the one thing, like, you know, I'm not handy. I mean, I could probably learn. I don't know. But it all seems like I open up a hood and I don't know what's going on. I'm very lucky. I have a friend who's a mechanic. And he's always like, yeah, I'll help you out. Don't worry. And Saturday I went by his house. He changed my headlight in like 3 seconds. Made me feel even less of a man. Because I was like, oh, I thought it was so much more. Popped it in, popped it out, you know. I gave him a very nice cigar for his efforts. I wanted to pay him money, but he's like, nah, don't worry about it. I said, well, here, then take this really nice cigar. I gave him a Mi Cuierta, Dunbarton Tobacco Mi Cuierta. If you don't know cigars, that means nothing to you. If you know cigars, you'll know how good a cigar that is. You can even look it up and read about it. It's the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Mi Cuierta. And I was talking to him for a little bit. And I'm like, you know, it was Royal Rumble Saturday. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan. I had a private pickup at 5:45. A friend asked me, hired me to drive her to a location. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to get some driving in. And I thought it'd be busier than it was. It was all right. But that's not the point that I'm getting at as far as driving. What I like about doing ride shares, you never know who you're going to meet, what you're going to meet, what's going to happen. I had a pickup where it was a single mother, just completely frustrated what was going on in her life. And I my heart broke for them too. She's yelling at her kids. They're yelling at her. She's crying. They're crying. She's apologizing. You know, you tell that she's at her wit's end. And I try not to judge people because you don't know what's going on in that moment. And I had music on in the car. And she was like, can you turn this song up? It was My Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's. And I'm like, that's a good song. She goes, it is a good song. And I need this right now. Turn it up. She was rocking out. It got her to the end of the destination. I just, you know, hoped and prayed for their family's sake that the day went a little better. They were definitely dealing with some stuff. And most of the times you don't get attached to the rides. Some people talk to you and you have a connection and yeah, but that's it. You drop them off. You never see them again. Most likely. I mean, there are people I have picked up a second or third time, but most case, you know, you're one and done. It's kind of like Taxi Cab Confessions, that show on HBO. And I got like a regular call. I was driving and called, accepted it, went to the place, and it was an elderly woman coming out in a walker. Didn't think too much of it at first because, you know, she was walking out and she just asked if I can get really close to the curb. Almost like over the, you know, on the curb so she can get in. I was like, yeah, no problem. And then I just, you know, I put the car in park and I just wait. And she waved at me. I rolled the window down. She goes, can you come out and help? And I I'm guilty of first being a little annoyed because like, it's like, you know, I don't know why, you know, I was just tired. I'm lazy. I don't want to get out of the car, you know, but It's an elderly person there with a walker just, and I was like, okay, yeah, just, you know, my first reaction is like, you know, I don't know what it was. Honestly, I just was a little annoyed till I walked around and I saw that, you know, she was really having some trouble. So I said, listen, what works best for you? She goes, would I be able to sit in the front seat? I said, absolutely. I said, we'll move it back. You know, whatever is more comfortable for you. I said, you sure you don't want to try the back seat? I said, I have the seat all the way up. It's moving. She goes, it's too high of a step. Because, you know, the cars do go up a little bit. So I said, okay, we'll get the front seat. She had MS. And, you know, if anybody has it or knows somebody who has it, you know how difficult sometimes movement can be. And she had to like first like bend a little bit like and stretch just to be able to be limber enough to get into the car. So I got her stuff. I put it in the back seat and I was helping her in the car. She has this contraption where the strap goes over your foot and you can kind of like pull your foot in. And she was still having problems. She goes, would you mind like bending my knee? She goes, you're not going to hurt me. I just need help. And I was bending her knee, and I have even more respect now for healthcare workers and people that work in the medical field that help people every day. Cause this wasn't easy. I'm not a weak man. I'm not the strongest person in the world, but I'm pretty strong. Not toot my own horn, but you know, big guy. I'm pretty strong. And it was tough bending her leg, and then the contraption like slid off, her leg shot like right out, and just trying to get it without that was really tough. And I said, all right, just relax. I said, I'll get this back on again. And then we got her in, and you know, it hit me when we were driving. We started talking and she said, like, you know, I saw the name Anthony. And I said, oh, thank God, St. Anthony's coming to help me. And it did. It struck with me because, like, you know, I don't think of myself that way as someone who's saintly and does saintly things. I'm not perfect. I am usually quick to get annoyed, aggravated, quick to go back at somebody if I, you know, as a defense mechanism. But we had a great conversation. I drove her to her sister's. And when we got there, I helped her out again. And she was like, I'll take care. I'm like, I'll take care of you when I get. Don't worry about it. She wanted to reassure that she was going to tip me. And I said, please. I said, let's just get you out of the car. Make sure, you know, which way is the best for you. I said, don't even worry about that. She did end up tipping me very generously, which is appreciated. But, you know, I honestly just wanted to make sure she was okay. A stranger, I don't know. But she lives alone. You know, her husband had passed and her daughter lives out of state. And it's very important for her to be independent. And I was thinking about this, like, you know, someone has to depend on the kindness of others every day to get through life. You really have to have some, you know, real belief in the human species. And I think we've lost that a lot as a society, that, you know, we're quick to, you know, not want to deal with others and, you know, or don't come near me. Don't do this. Don't do that. It goes a long way to show a little kindness. And that's what I learned on Saturday. I was thinking about it during the day. I was getting choked up. You know, that this person, I mean, think about it. Like, she told me that some people didn't let her sit in the front seat. She had to lay across the back of a car. I don't know. I feel like I wish I could be her Uber driver every day and get her where she has to go, but I have a day job. And she was trying to say, like, you know, would I be able to? I said, well, during the day, I work. I said, I'm available after 4:30 if you ever need, you know, because I do like, you know, I'll drive people, you know, places they got to go. When I was doing at 5:45 for a friend of mine. And it made the day like worth it. You know, like I felt good about myself. not in a selfish way. Look at me. I feel like I didn't let somebody down, you know. Someone put their faith in me. I delivered. I felt good. As a person, I don't feel like I do that a lot. You know, it's a guilt I have. It's something that I beat myself up over. So it felt good that day to be able to get that done. And it made for, you know, the rest of the day was a good day. I got to see my friend for a little bit, drive her to where she had to go. My dad had texted me when I was on the way. And he wanted to know if I was going to the cigar lounge. And he came down and met me there. We watched the Islander game. And I was watching also the Royal Rumble on my iPad. But it's always good to hang with my dad one-on-one, have a cigar. And the guys at the lounge love him. So that was fun. And then Sunday was at my brother's all day, with, you know, watching football. Hanging with the kids who are just growing like weeds. I can't believe, you know, my niece next week is going to be 6 years old. Time is just like flying by. I look at my nephew, Lucas and Rocco, those two guys, they're growing like crazy. They're like, I miss the little kids. I'll be honest. I miss when they were all like babies. You know, the only one that still runs when I come in is Liddy. She's excited to see me. You know, Lucas goes, oh, geez. And I'm like, you know, I feel better now because he did it to his father. Hi, Dad. You know, my sister-in-law goes, did you say hello to your uncle? And he's like, oh, geez. And she goes, did you say hello to your father? Yeah. So at least I got the same kind of greeting as my brother got. But it's just another reminder, time is going by very quickly. And these kids are getting big. But, playoff football, the teams I wanted to win did not win. I was rooting for the Ravens and the Lions and the Chiefs and the 49ers won. I'll be happy to see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again. One, because, you know, I don't mind. I like Taylor Swift. Me and my brother were saying that, like, we've always liked Taylor Swift. You know, Swift, we're Swifties. Couple of reasons why I think I'd like the Chiefs to win. One, how much it annoys people that Taylor Swift is shown on television. If that bothers you, if that like is a focal point where you feel the need to devote energy to, because I don't know, they're showing the most famous person in the world on television. I mean, they do it at every game. They showed Nicholson. They show, you know, come on, stop it now. Who cares? A few seconds out of the game, you get over it. So they're supporting a boyfriend. And if she wasn't, they'd be like, oh, she's, you know, she's too busy to support a boyfriend. Leave Tay-Tay alone. But I'm also rooting for the Chiefs because an ex of mine is a 49ers fan. And I don't think about her really at all. And only when, like, her sports teams are on, which is weird. And the fact that, you know, Kansas City wins, she'll be sitting there miserable. You know what? I'll take the low road a little bit. It'll make me happy. I'm sorry. It'll make me giggle. Sometimes you take the low road. That's my low road. Sports teams lose. X is upset. But I just hope for a good Super Bowl. Numbers to come through, bets to come through. And it's like one of my favorite holidays. I take off from work the next day. I make it a whole big thing. So this is an exciting time for me. We have, you know, WrestleMania season's upon us. Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. He's headed to WrestleMania to face Roman Reigns again. We'll have Rhodes and Reigns part two. Hoping Cody finishes the story. I will cry like a baby when he does. And especially when he cuts that promo for his dad, Dusty Rhodes, I will cry. I'm going to probably cry in 10 minutes when I go watch Monday Night Raw because CM Punk hurt himself at the Royal Rumble. Tore his bicep, he's out. And I saw he's making a speech, so I'll probably cry during that. So, yeah, a lot of crying going on. A lot of wrestling, crying, and football. Just the way I like it. But no. So all in all, it was a good week. A feel-good week. You know, helping, doing something for others. And, you know, because it isn't very often I feel like I get that chance. So that's what I'm taking with me into this week to build on. I want to thank everybody who joined us here for episode 311. As always, we are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single, Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, his new band Demon Scar has music available. DemonScar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, for your Super Bowl needs, your Super Bowl catering needs, only one place to go. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. And check out their wings, their catering specials. It's awesome. Finsdeli.com. I want to thank everybody who joined us on your podcast listening devices. This has been episode 311. Thank you so much for all your support. Listening each week, listening to my Radio Gaga, my nonsense. I really appreciate it. It means so much to me. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.